This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, on this Flag Day, June 14th, Friday morning. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women and our listening, they're listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard for keeping us free and safe. And thank you to all those people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Okay.
Today's his birthday. Happy 244th birthday to the United States Army. Today is the 244th birthday of the U.S. Army. And happy Flag Day. You get all those at one time. Okay.
All right.
Back to what we were talking about with that fast boat. Now, you were blowing up the picture looking at it. It should have a crew of five. That's my understanding. They're 25 and a half foot long based on what I was reading when I was taking a look at them and what they're set up to do. You were looking at the picture, and you tell me what you saw.
Well, Now, this patrol boat, Iranian Revolutionary Guard patrol boat, had actually pulled up against the Kokuka Courageous, and they were removing the unexploded limpet mine, which was above the waterline.
Yep.
Now, it appears that this video and some still photos were taken by the crew, our crew. And this is when I think it came out early in one of the reports that Iran was rescuing some of the crew.
Yeah, we heard 44. They made an announcement.
Well, they didn't rescue. That would be from both ships, but they didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think, where some of the falseness came in, because they didn't rescue anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like on this one, as best I can tell, there may be seven on this little patrol boat. They don't have any mounted weaponry, but it looks like some of them had, were armed in there, with some kind of, 50 caliber kind of thing, but, they mm-hmm. didn't have anything mounted. So I don't know really what kind of a patrol boat it really is, because a patrol boat would have some kind of, weaponry mounted on the boat, but it didn't. Anyway, this photo apparently, and video, was taken by the Bainbridge crew.
That's correct. The destroyer that was dispatched, yep. Mm-hmm.
We also have a second one that we just dispatched, the USS Mason.
Yes.
And I think what's the next step, it looks like what we're going to do here is we're going to have to get to these countries and the ship owners and so forth, and looks like the United States is going to have to start escorting,
yep.
You know, tanker traffic,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, that, and this is going to take us back to what we did in the tanker wars of the 80s.
84 and 87, yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what a mess.
And, of course, it's all being brought on because the Iranians, they're having don't want to have discussions with us about nuclear anything. I think, if I'm right, the Ayatollah said that they were not going to discuss anything about their nuclear program with us. I think he made that statement.
That's when he made that statement to Shinzo Abe.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the reason they're doing this to these tankers. The reason they're doing these tankers is they want to increase the cost of a barrel of oil. But these two tankers, by the way, were not carrying oil.
No, they were not. Mm-mm. Liquefied petroleum gas.
And methane.
Yep.
So, anyway, it did drive up the price of oil. They did do that. But I think maybe the other reason that Shinzo Abe was in Tehran, because they own the cargo of both of those tankers.
Correct.
Is, I think Shinzo Abe or Japan was still buying oil from, or oil products from Iran. I have a feeling the other thing that was necessarily said is Japan's not going to do it any longer. We'll get it from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, but that just my gut tells me that's probably one of the things that was said.
Well, tensions in the Middle East are raw. I think that would be a great way to describe it right now. And, of course, we've got the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln that's been conducting their own little sorties and doing some practicing out there not very far away from the Gulf of Oman. We've also got It's the assault ship. With the Marines on board, which is, I believe it's, in the Persian Gulf right now. I think it's, up further up the line. So they're quite a ways up through there. So you've got two vessels in there with about, 70 or 80 aircraft and at least one, if not two, Marine Expeditionary Forces.
I can't speak to the numbers and where they are. I do know that obviously the Bainbridge was very close. We have just which is part of the battle group.
Yep.
And so is the Mason.
All right. Hold that fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, to find out more about them, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the logo link that's right there on the homepage, and you will see a drop-down menu for the free gun a day contest. It'll drop down. You get a chance to enter, and every day at midnight, the gun changes to a different gun. So sign up to win that. We want to announce somebody in our audience winning it, number one. And then number two, there's three different levels of membership. Check that out, too. And whichever one you decide to choose, you wind up with $474 worth of free stuff, including some pretty neat gear from the United States Concealed Carry Association. So check that out. USCCA link on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Hello.
Senator Marsha Blackburn was on the border with Mexico yesterday, taking a look around, and she has vowed to stop the baby renting going on the southern border.
She was actually there last Friday.
Okay.
And, yeah, what she's essentially saying, too, and she's really right, is that every town across the United States has become a border town because of these overcrowded facilities. They're, you know, just listen to the mayor of Uvalde, Texas. That, you know, they're just kind of dumping these people. They're not giving them any money or anything. They just say, here, you know, here's maybe a bus ticket, and they just go wherever they're going to go. So she says that within 30 minutes, I watched 12 people in three groups try to enter our country illegally. One man was trying to enter illegally, told me he'd been following the media reports and believed that he could stay once he had crossed. So Then while she was there, they had seized 5 kilograms of fentanyl.
Yep.
5 kilograms will kill about 2 million people.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that she said that was kind of interesting, and I haven't heard this component, is that Customs and Border Patrol has limitations on transportation capabilities. So
correct.
It's almost like we're out of transportation vehicles as well. The El Paso sector has got about 5,000 family units. We don't know how big those units are, so if they got 5,000...
Well, they're big umbrella tents, so the big blow-up tents.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you don't have any, you're in a family. So if they got 5,000
right.
units, mm-hmm. I mean, that could equate to 15,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she says it's heartbreaking, which it is. But, you know, we have virtually become, you know, this whole situation isn't any different than what we experienced 2 years ago with the Syrian refugees.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where we are.
Now, I want to talk about the Dominican Republic for two different reasons. First of all, yesterday, the person that they believe was the shooter of David Ortiz, Big Papi, says that he shot the wrong person. He had a contract to go after somebody. There were apparently 6 different people involved in this contract to go after somebody. They went after Big Papi. He was not the person that was supposed to be shot. He is doing better. I believe that he'll make a full recovery. But then you got these 7 American deaths in the Dominican Republic. What the hell is going on over there?
Well, and you know, here's what's fascinating is any time a U.S. citizen is in a foreign country and there's a death, you know that information gets, passed back to our State Department.
Yep.
So the State Department knows that we've had at least 7. But it didn't come out into the media. We're just learning now that we're up to 7.
Yep.
I imagine it could even be more here at some point, you know, with the people that are coming forward. So it seems the Dominican Republic is more, officials are more concerned over the shooting of David Ortiz than they are about these deaths at the hotel resorts. Now we do have the Center for Disease Control and the FBI there.
Yep.
So at least that's a step in the right direction, I would say. But, I would never have trusted any of these family members, who, you know, had people that died. I would never trust a foreign government to tell me with, you know, medical, anything, to be honest with you, but that's just me.
Well, no, I totally agree with you. Now, the other thing is this really made some people really mad. The man in the New Zealand mosque killings that was charged with killing 51 people at 2 Christchurch mosques in New Zealand showed up yesterday for an arraignment. He had a big smirk in his face, and he was laughing and joking. And, of course, he pled not guilty to the charges. I mean, you know, I could see the police officers were really getting upset about the fact they just wanted to wipe the smirk off that guy's face. But, you know, this is really an evil person, really an evil person.
Yeah, and so now what has happened? How are you going to deal with that evil? Yet the, you know, New Zealand government officials, what did they do? They essentially disarmed everybody. So you got evilness that's out there that there hasn't been really any consequence to just yet. And he's happy about it, but, you know, these guys are all martyrs anyway. They like doing this stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, have you noticed that the United States Educational Department is now investigating the foreign money that's coming into our United States colleges?
Yeah. I've written on this one a couple of times. The one thing is that it really started with the Saudis, because the Saudis were building these Islamic wings, if you will, or schools at our universities.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the Confucius Institutes. And I wrote about the Confucius Institutes several times. Those are Chinese. The Confucius Institutes, by the way, have several different names that they use based on the location and the grade level, because it actually, they have programs that go all the way down into elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the investigation by the Department of Education is long overdue. But our, you know, our schools, our professors, our school administrators, they're desperate to have these kinds of money. It's like, oh, you know, we'll give you, $5 million, whatever it is. We wanted to put this institute, into your, okay. So yeah, it's long, long, long overdue. They end up really being spies and, all in other kinds of nefarious things. And the one that's, you know, two centers, the ones that, you know, called attention to all this were Rubio and Cruz.
Yeah, and Rubio is, all of a sudden, she's looking presidential again, if you notice that.
Well, he's more on the intelligence side, like, what the heck, you know, and he's, you know, he doesn't have any use, obviously, for Cuba or Venezuela or China. So, he's really taking the intelligence that they get and, you know, applying it where it needs to and then kind of ringing the bells here. But the question is anybody listening? So maybe the Department of Education is finally paying some attention.
Now, today is Flag Day. And to a lot of people that may or may not have been paying attention to what Flag Day was all about, it goes way back, and I mean way back, to June 14th, 1777, when the flag was adopted by the United States Second Continental College as the symbol of the United States of America. Of course, it's also the 244th anniversary of the United States Army. And it's also, ironically, the 72nd birthday of our president, Donald Trump.
Okay, well, we have a trifecta here then, don't we?
Yep. And, of course, Flag Day is something that's not a national holiday, it's not a federal holiday, but there are some states that do observe it as a state holiday.
Well, yeah, I don't think they're going to give anybody the day off. But, I mean, it is just a celebrated day that commemorates the adoption of the flag of the United States. So,
yeah. Yep.
And fly it proud.
And it's also designated, believe it or not, starting today, National Flag Week. So we'll have a week of all sorts of things going on with the flag. But anyway, there you go. All right, here comes the music in my ear. I'll talk to you tonight on the weekend show.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she has. Coming right back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The Navy sends two ships and personnel to assist after two attacks on oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. blaming Iran for the attacks. the tankers owned by Japan and Norway. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking out from the State Department. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said it is the assessment of the U.S. government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for the attacks.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
Mr. Pompeo also said this is only the latest in a series of attacks instigated by the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment number 2 on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Bo was in yesterday, and I hope you had all your questions answered for you. And here is more right now about the National Aviation Academy with two locations to better serve you. And listen up to what they have to say.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know a whole bunch of you out there are changing the way you used to do things. You know, everybody would say, well, you got to go to college, you got to get a degree, you got to do that. Well, all of a sudden, this new generation is coming out of high school. Some of you are going to trade schools, you're learning a trade, and that's great. And some of you are coming out of high school and you don't really know what you want to do. You don't know if you want to go to college, if you want to join the Army, if you just want to screw around for a year or two or whatever. Well, here's an idea for you right now. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. This can fill a void
and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. It's 14 months worth of training. They do have student loans available. If you happen to be in the military, your post-9/11 GI Bill will cover you just fine. Thank you very much. And if you're pre-9/11 GI Bill, you'll have to call them and find out what it is that you are eligible for. It may or may not cover all of it, but it certainly will cover part of it. So check them out to find out more by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll give you the white gloves treatment, too. So there you go. National Aviation Academy. Now, the Army and the 10th Mountain Division has announced that a soldier's Silver Star Medal will be upgraded for shielding a Polish soldier from a suicide bomber. Back on August 28, 2013, Staff Sergeant Michael Olis was killed in action when he shielded a Polish soldier from a suicide bomber in the Ghazni province of Afghanistan. He will be upgraded. His medal will be upgraded. Also, the Army has trimmed down its non-deployable soldiers from about 16% 18 months ago to roughly 5% today, as well as more than doubled the number of brigade combat teams at the highest level of personnel readiness, according to the Army's Deputy Chief of Staff for Personnel. And that's a good thing. Now, some soldiers are taking permanent change of station orders to Europe or Japan. They're wind up going to get an extra year of living abroad because longer tours are coming now for single soldiers in Europe and Japan. So if that's where you want to go to one of those stations, you'll wind up staying there longer than the normal tour. And if it all goes according to plan, in the next few years, soldiers with pre-enlistment college credit or using Army tuition assistance funds to pursue degrees will be able to count their time in professional military education courses as credit hours towards higher education. Kind of like being given credit for the experience that you've already encountered. And that's not a bad idea either. Now, the Navy and the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Richardson, has said the removal of the Naval War College president that we talked about earlier this week, the Navy's top admiral, that he felt that he had enough information to warrant removing the president of the Naval War College from his post this week, days after the Associated Press reported on the investigation at the college, and more than a year after the initial complaint was filed that led to the investigation. We'll see what happens there. By the way, first woman named to command the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard. That happened this week. The U.S. Navy officers made history by becoming the first woman elevated to the command of the Washington State Shipyard. And for the Democrats to keep saying that women don't have an equal playing field, I think they've got more than an equal playing field with a general that was not promoted and nominated this week, put in charge of the California National Guard, and now we hear this woman being put in charge of the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard. These are key important positions here, folks, and these are women that are taking these jobs. Now, the Air Force on Tuesday said it had deployed a squadron of F-35A fighters and airmen to the Spangdahlem Air Base in Germany. Now, yesterday we found out that they're going to be taking part in exercises and training with other aircraft based in Europe. It won't just be American aircraft. It'll be NATO aircraft flying joint missions. And the U.S. Air Force has begun construction of a facility at Kirtland Air Force Base that will play a role in the proposed Space Defense Force. Be interested to see what happens when that all comes into being. And the Marines, a Hawaii-based Marine Lance Corporal by the name of Mason Mead, is getting booted out of the Marine Corps following a Naval Criminal Investigative Service investigation into his racist social media posts and behavior off the base. And as a result of the complaints and the things they found out about him, that young man will no longer be a Marine. Now, the National Guard and a Vermont National Guard sergeant has died in New Orleans after falling ill during a month-long training rotation in Louisiana at Fort Polk. I'm sure that will be investigated more to find out what happened. And as part of an ongoing effort to attract and retain women in the U.S. Coast Guard, the Coast Guard has stripped gender-specific pronouns from evals, promotion board packages. They've eliminated all the gender-specific pronouns from members' promotion packages and professional evaluations. So, make it a little fair for the girls. Also, Spain's military still has their eyes open wide, thinking about how they're going to be able to get the F-35 despite a European fighter push where there are some European companies that are trying to get in there, but they got their eyes on the F-35 and they want it. Now, as the U.S. military shifts its focus back to fighting more traditional non-peered adversaries like Russia or Chinese troops, the services are building out plans to revamp their gear to deal with better-equipped forces backed by money and technology from world powers. For example, SOCOM wants a new armor-piercing bullet, and they may get it. Now, the Marine Corps was awarded Northrop Grumman a $958 million contract for an advanced radar system that will aid in air defense. That's going to help things out quite nicely, in my humble opinion. Better radar always does. And the Japan Premier, Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, who had traveled to Tehran to talk with Tehran about trying to reduce the tensions in the Middle East, and one of his ships wound up getting blown up as a result of it, he said that the danger of an accidental conflict could be sparked amid heightened tensions, and boy, they got to be heightened now after what happened yesterday in the Gulf of Oman. Those two ships, one of them that burnt to a crisp and the other one that was knocked out of service because it was no longer able to be steered and operable because of what happened to it. Two different tippet mine explosions on these vessels, which is what the bad guys are choosing to use right now when it comes to attacking these ships. Now, coming up in my next segment, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. We got some financial stuff to talk about, but, of course, I'm going to talk about these ships and see what he thinks, because things change between yesterday and today. What we were thinking yesterday, we now know a little different. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S. Now, they are the original home of You Serve, You Save, a program that saves active duty military veterans and all first responders, active or retired, a ton of money. Now, what that means is all four of the dealerships in the Moss Family Automotive Group, Moss spelled M-A-U-S, you pay nothing down, no payments for 6 months on your approved credit, and you get to save a lot of money on your vehicle. Now, you want to make it a little better? Tell them the Captain sent you. You'll save even more money. That's a fact. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yesterday at this time, you were freezing your Patukas off because you were up in Duluth, Minnesota. What a place to be. I've been up there a number of times, but it's always been in the wintertime whenever I was there, and it was really cold. But they had a frost warning yesterday, so you must have been a little chilly, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, you think about it, it's June, they got a frost warning. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about what may or may not have happened with these two tankers that were attacked. We now know that they had the Limpet mines attached to them. And this was something that was done. And the ironic thing was, is that of all things to have happen, a Iranian fast boat, gunboat, 25 and a half foot long, has a crew of five, came up along the side of the tanker that was on fire, and very evidently and very obviously they took a limpet mine that was just above the water level off the vessel, turned around and beat feet back where they came from after the Iranian government said, oh yes, we rescued 44 crewmen and we took them back to Iran. No, they didn't. They never rescued anybody.
I saw the video as well. It looks like they were taking something off the hull. Obviously, you know, the Iranians are denying it now. I would still, like I said, I'm still urging caution to make sure that this is, you get this thing right. I also find it interesting at the same time that the United States come out and says unequivocally we do not want to have any sort of conflict or war with Iran. So I'm still trying to figure out, what the, be honest with you, what the motivation is here, for, I mean, slow oil down, that's not going to happen. The price of oil is dropping significantly. There's a slowdown in global growth right now, which is obviously hitting the price of oil. One would have suspected that oil would have gone up in normal times much, much higher than it was, but the United States, produces an enormous, amount right now. So there's really not that much that they can do.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And what is going on right now is Iran, a long time ago, and it's, it hasn't changed to my knowledge, clearly stated they wanted $100 a barrel oil. Iran needed $100 a barrel oil for them to be able to be a player in the game and make the kind of money that they wanted to make. Well, it's in the 50s. It's not anywhere near 100, and it's not going to go to 100 unless something really drastic happens. But do you remember the tanker wars of 84 and 87 and 88? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do, because that's when the price of oil did get jacked way up. And they're trying to.
Different world, though, then, Matt. I mean,
that's right.
We were not the energy powerhouse that we are today.
That's right.
There's nothing really that they can do, not to mention all of the sanctions that have been put on Iran. Now, sure, you know, they're still going to sell their oil to certain places that will take it. But this is, I mean, you just saw yesterday. It was an exercise in futility. The price of oil barely moved.
Yeah, and by the way, the Chinese President Pai has come out and officially said to the Ayatollah in Iran that he wants to be their friend. He wants to have a closer relationship with Iran after this incident.
Well, they need oil, China, without a doubt. I mean, that's one of the things that they import. They import their own energy, so they want to get it from as many sources as they possibly can. A lot of things I think, you know, in regards to China right now is a little bit of back and forth and saber rattling to some degree. I mean, they've got their issues right now. They're right in front of everybody on the world stage with this crackdown that they want to impose on Hong Kong, which would allow China to extradite anybody from Hong Kong that criticizes the government.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, everybody's seeing the protests that are taking place in Hong Kong right now, people against that. Again, it's not good for China. They don't like being on the front pages like they are right now with this stuff.
Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, Visa, PayPal, Uber, and other major companies are amongst more than a dozen companies that are backing Facebook's cryptocurrency proposal. Good thing, bad thing?
I'm not a believer in that nonsense at all, but again, they're looking at it this way. You know, Facebook has got a big name now. They're starting their own cryptocurrency. Maybe, you know, because there's so many people that utilize Facebook, they may jump in. And you can take a look. If, you know, you had ridden that wave of when cryptocurrencies went up, even though, again, it's fake money, you would have done quite well. Again, this is kind of a bet on, I guess, the stupidity of others, I would look at it. But we like to call it greater fools. Who's going to be the greater fools? Who's going to get holding the bag when everything falls apart? And the early investors in this, they know that they're not.
Now, I didn't get a chance to ask you about this yesterday, and I meant to, so I'm going to ask you about it today because it's still in the news. Ilhan Omar filed a joint tax return with someone who was not her husband, claiming that was her husband per her religion. Okay, which does not make you a legal husband in the United States. Our tax laws are quite different. And her real husband was filing singly. So what do you suppose is going to happen there? I think we're going to see somebody's going to have their tax return readjusted, fines are going to be paid, and all that sort of stuff. But of all the audacity to turn around and file a tax return with someone that, according to your religion, is your husband, even though you're not legally married to them?
Listen, I don't know. I don't know how large the tax return was or how much money they made or anything like that. I probably end up not, I mean, it's gonna obviously made the news, but it probably, it's what's going to amount to probably some fines, and that's probably going to be it.
Well, it made the news because of Omar, you know, and also AOC, who also was in that same boat with apparently commingling some sort of a campaign fund somewhere along the line, or something wasn't done right to where her campaign managers kind of put her in the spot, and she's being audited.
The issues in regards to campaign financing and money moving from place to place.
Yeah.
Hey, politicians do this stuff, you know, often, too often, quite honestly. I'm big, you know, obviously you want the people to realize that they're kind of cheating, get that news out there. But the best way to defeat people, in my opinion, is via ideas and investing their ideas. That's what you need to do to win. And that's what I think, we need to have on the conservative side, is you've got to put candidates in place that can just throttle people and explain to people and what their ideas are. So then, again, the people are going to vote for the ideas more than actually the individual.
And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, as we do every morning at this time, Monday through Friday. Before I move on to something else, I want to mention that Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee had a press conference yesterday talking about the House hearing on reparations, which is set for next Tuesday, on slavery. I don't know where that's going to go, but they're going to have a hearing on it, and they're actually going to try to get the government to pay money to the folks that are here through the result of their relatives being brought over as slaves.
Yeah, I think that, again, this is politics. This is something I don't see happening. I really don't. How do you go about doing that? You take a look at the amount of people that, I mean, this country, for the most part, it was pretty much repopulated after the Civil War with all of the immigrants that coming in after that fact.
Yep.
My grandparents included. Are they going to be, I mean, are you not going to include them, or are you going to include them, and you're going to make their tax dollars? They weren't even here. I don't understand how you're going to go about doing that. I mean, you have to actually go to the source to have that actually happen. You want to go to, I don't know, you go to certain businesses or whatnot that were utilizing slaves. Are they even still around? I don't know how that's going to work out. I think that this is just another attempt by the left to divide the country into little groups, and it's sad.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. Now, the New York Times posted an article yesterday. They believe that Social Security benefits could be cut in 15 years because of the fact that they're running out of money.
Yep. Not getting any argument from me. That's what I think is going to have to happen. The numbers are what the numbers are. Mm-hmm. Either going to be cut, or the age is going to be raised, or they're going to be means testing these things to some degree, and certain people that make too much money are not going to get it. I there's not enough money there.
I think they need to raise the age for the younger folks. Anyway, here comes the music. Got to let you go. I will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, oh, by the way, congratulations to the Toronto Raptors winning the NBA championship. Now, that's two different teams that have never won the championships, the NHL St. Louis Blues and the Toronto Raptors in the NBA. How about that? We'll be right back with more and Frank Silvato. Don't go anywhere.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.